Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today's a bit of, I mean, I've got a little bit of direction where I'm going with, but it's more about like reminiscing over the originality of CrossFit and like its roots. And I think that there was a lot of changes in CrossFit over the last couple of years, and I think some of it's so much of the good has got lost. Just with the industry changing and so many different things happening and all these new stuff coming out. The reason I want to share this is just, you know, whether it's clips that come up on YouTube and just conversations with people, the authenticity of CrossFit, for me, I found it in 2012. But from like, even before that, up until maybe 2019, 2020, was just unbelievable, and it just couldn't, like, no one could compete with it. And obviously now there's a lot of things that are coming out that are claiming to be very close to it and stuff. And I think the for me as a gym owner, as a CrossFit affiliate owner, I think the biggest difference is the level of generally, obviously this happens everywhere, right? You get fantastic knowledge, fantastic. What's the right word? Amounts or choices of coaches and stuff. And like any job, you have people that do exceptionally well, people that do it well, and people who you know float on in the middle of it. But generally, those who get into CrossFit coaching and want to be a CrossFit coach, and that's their career, is just so passionate about you. What, getting you to improve both mentally and physically, and there's so much to learn from the 2012, 2014, 2015 generation or era of CrossFit. And there's some big names out there that maybe some of you guys have never heard. And I think that those people that I mention, I think it was a completely different time in the industry for CrossFit at the time. So if none of these names ring any bells to you, I really believe that you should find out as much about them as you can and watch. I remember getting into CrossFit and just almost becoming so obsessed with watching a day in the life of these people. Some might call it sad, others will call it passion. But sorry, going back a second, I'm jumping here back and forth. My point was that those who choose CrossFit as a career, the passion that lies in them to be able to develop and help you improve as an individual, it can't be matched. And CrossFit's media team used to do a very, very fantastic job of sharing that knowledge years and years ago. I think there's some things obviously gone on behind the scenes. I'll be honest, I don't know too much about it, but it's certainly different in my point of view. The guys and girls that deliver, you know, the seminars and the red t-shirts, they do a fantastic job, and the level of coaching is just second to none. But the names that I want to mention, I'm sure a lot of you would have heard the names of like Rich Froning. He for me was the, you know, OG of CrossFit. Then you've got Jason Kalipa, Chris Spieler, Josh Bridges, Ben Smith. These names are also still around, and they've been in this for like 15 years. There's others, Dan Bailey, James Hobo, who teaches on the CrossFit seminars. Bjorn Carl Goodmanson. I remember going to European Championship one year, and he was like special guest, and it was just so inspiring to watch someone at that level. I think he was competing. There was three different workouts, and he had to do all three, and he was against three other individuals. So you had individual one would do workout one versus him, and there was no stop. There was no stopping. Individual two would do the second workout, obviously they're fresh. And it was just the admiration I had for him at the time was fantastic. And then on the other side of the ladies, I didn't openly follow them as much, because being male, I was more focused on dominating or watching the guys dominating in that. But Cara Webb, she's still around, obviously, but she's been around for a while. But really, people like Brooke Entz, Stacey Tovar, Annie Sakamoto, Annie Thoris-Dorr, Sarah Sigmundsdottir, they're people that have been around for years. And watching them through that journey of going through CrossFit just opened up, like really understanding the beauty of constantly varied functional movement performance at high intensity. And they have so much success both in their performance and, you know, aesthetically, because they've just followed that model of constantly varied function moving forward at high intensity. But not only that, like that, we talk about the whole purpose of this is just talking about CrossFit OGs, but the original, the OG of it all was down and is down to the gentleman that created it was Greg Glassman. There are so many lectures on YouTube that he delivers for free. So if you're doing CrossFit and you may be like, oh, I don't really know what it is. I've been told what it is, but I don't really have an understanding. Go on to Google, type in YouTube, or it'd be easier if you go onto YouTube, and type in on YouTube Greg Glassman, CrossFit, and just watch the videos that come up, him defining CrossFit and explaining it for you, the different ways of measuring fitness. Just the way that he can articulate words and honestly, it's fascinating. But alongside that is also the CrossFit Journal. Now, this used to be a huge, huge resource for a lot of CrossFit coaches, and you know, some probably still use it to this day. But I remember when we first affiliated back in 2014, 2015, I think it was, 2014, 2015. In order to have your website, you had to link the CrossFit Journal to your website. And in the CrossFit Journal is everything that you need to know about CrossFit and everything that you need to know about health and fitness. You can find every article, documentary, not necessarily documentary, but movies, little movie clips are in there, PDFs are in there, coaching resources are in there, videos are in there for you to watch about how to do X, Y, and Z. It's just fantastic. If you ever get the chance to read it, it's such a valuable resource. Even Nicole Carroll is one of those originals, and obviously she's the hierarchy, you know, in terms of CrossFit. I think she's director. I think I actually need to check that out. I'm not actually sure her, but she's certainly a big deal. If I'm not mistaken, she's in charge of the training platform. I think she's had a few roles, but in charge of development and training for CrossFitters, or coaches rather. It's so nostalgic watching some of those videos on YouTube. If 2015 Reebok CrossFit Games, it was also sponsored by Reebok then and not Noble. There were times, I think, like, or even when sectionals were a thing, that was a long time ago. And even watching the videos of how Rich thrown in just got into it by chance and ended up, I think, in his first year, done pretty well and came second, and then dominated for the next 3-4 years. I mean, still dominating now. But the Nicole Carroll, that there's a workout called Nasty Girls, and I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. There's definitely 50 muscle ups in there. There's 75 air squats. I'll just quickly try and find it as we talk, because that was one of the workouts. There's a video of the ladies doing it on YouTube, which is just it's a benchmark workout. And I think also this is like the authenticity of CrossFit too, that people often ask, like, you know, what benchmarks are. And benchmarks in CrossFit are workouts that they've designed as tests. So this workout in particular, Nasty Girls, right? So the whole approach for this would be that you might in a class do the Nasty Girl workout, which is similar to what I said, yeah, 3 rounds for time of 50 air squats, 7 muscle ups, not 50, and 10 hang power cleans, right? So you do three rounds of that as quickly as you can. Now, if you'd never been exposed to those movements, right? So the old school way of doing it would be that CrossFit.com would post out that workout on the day, and within that post there would be a video of scaling the muscle up or how to do that, and it would be one of the seminar staff teaching on the courses, or someone, or just a coach teaching, one of the CrossFit coaches teaching one of their athletes. And within the class, obviously, you would have your workout, and before that you would practice the muscle up. And sometimes there would be weeks where you would practice leading up into that, but because CrossFit is constantly varied functional movement performed at high, or functional movement constantly varied functional movement performed at high intensity, you might just have to express that on the day and just do it. One of the ways of measuring fitness that Greg Glassman defines in his videos of what is fitness is that it, imagine a for us, I think it's tombola. They call it, I think in the States, a hopper. So you would put different numbers, 1 to 100, all the movements you can think of, deadlifts, power cleans, burpees, broad jumps, rope climbs, everything, whatever you wanted to put in. And then you could put as many rounds or AMRAPs, whatever. You'd write that on a piece of paper, mix it all up, roll it around in that tombola or tumbler or whatever it's called. And then you would be able to pick out that, or three of those things. And it might say 3 rounds for time of X, Y, and Z. And the idea would be that you're preparing for the unknown. You would be able to do that on the day as best as you can, scale where you needed to, and be able to get the best workout. And you'd be prepared for anything. So the next day, you might even be doing the same thing because you could have pulled out again. You could be doing something that requires a lot of high skill. But the idea, again, would be that over in terms of classes, in terms of group stuff, you would practice some of these skills, whether it be muscle ups, whether it be ring dips, whether it be rope climbs, whether it be learning handstands a little bit more efficiently, whether it be the weightlifting element. And that's what, that's the way that you would, it would happen. And you would log on to CrossFit.com, you would upload your score against the rest of the world, and everyone, even to this day, I'm just going to quickly get it up now. If we go to CrossFit.com, it probably doesn't get used as much as it does as it used to, because a lot of gyms will now have their own apps and stuff that they do. But if I go in today, or today's unfortunately as a rest day, it would be, wouldn't it? But if we went to yesterday, at the moment they're doing guest program for CrossFit, but you've got 5 rounds for time of some handstand push-ups, kipping handstand push-ups, and step-overs. You can post your time to the comments, but I encourage anyone to go back through the archives, to type in the CrossFit journal, read as much as you can, watch as much as you can. If you want to know like why you do CrossFit, or why the people that are teaching you do CrossFit, and the people that are doing it for the last 10 years, it's because of all that. It's the archives, it's Greg Glassman. There's everything that you need to know on that journal. The amount of information, and it's all free out there, is insane. I can't even express how I feel about it, or what really I want to say about it. But just after watching a couple of videos through YouTube of some of this stuff, you know, that used to happen a long, long time ago, it is just it's just such a nostalgic feeling to think about. You know, for me, I got in because it gave me, doing it, it gave me a feeling that I hadn't had from training before, and I wanted to learn everything I could about it in terms of how to move, how to do X, how to do Y, but with the authenticity that you, it's always not necessarily being prepared. Obviously, as fitness has developed and different styles of training have developed, there are, you know, progressive overload in certain areas and skill development stuff, but there's also the element of being prepared for the unknown, and just being able to do whatever life throws at you. And that's in theory what the definition of constantly varied functional movement performed at high intensity. I can't express what really the message that I want to get out about it. But have a look at the CrossFit Journal. There's a couple of things that you can do in your free time. It's go onto the CrossFit Journal, watch videos, read about it. The other things is to find, just watch videos on YouTube of some of those, the stories of those guys and girls that I mentioned before. You know, if you're into fitness, you're gonna enjoy watching those videos and watch their journeys, and watch a lot about Greg Glassman too. That's the original authenticity or authentic part of CrossFit back 10, 15 years ago. There's a lot of changes happening now behind the scenes, and I don't, you know, openly, as I said, I don't know too much about it, so I don't want to go, and I won't go into it because I'll be speaking out of turn. I'll be speaking out of turn with it. But that's really what I wanted you, I miss that from across, I really do miss that. And I think, back then it was very new, and people were very much open to it, and people still are very open to it, but I think the rate of learning has or willingness to learn has slowed. I think the way that technology has advanced has made us all want things instantly. And I don't think, I mean, that's always been around, but I don't think it's been as big as it is now. I think that when someone starts something, the expectations of whatever it might be, even if you start a new job, you want to be good at your job straight away, right? But it takes time. It takes practice. It takes learning how to do things. It takes learning lessons of getting things wrong. And those, you know, everything attached to it. But I certainly think that's probably one of the biggest differences, that we want to be able to do everything without doing, like running before we walk, and sometimes missing in the important parts. And I think that's stressed, not for the fault of CrossFit. I think it's more the industry, because it's out there to, you know, we're coming up to this time of year. A lot of the adverts are going to be about New Year. And whilst there might be, you know, some social posts from us to be incentivizing people for the New Year in terms of like wording, it's not necessarily about the New Year. It's just trying to speak to that audience to see if we can help that audience improve their life and change their life through using CrossFit as a method. But I do miss the old school, the authenticity. I remember there were times where I was a member of a box, and you didn't know what the workout was till you got there on the day. And I think one day we were doing heavy back squats with a workout, and then literally a day later, I think we had like 150 wall balls or whatever it was, and your legs were fried. But it was just, you got on with it, and once you were warm, you forgot about the your legs being fried. But the desire to compete at to the best of your ability, without worrying about scores and times, it was just you versus you. There's just so much, but it's changed. It's developed. It's time. And I don't ever want CrossFit to lose that authenticity. And I think coaches, box owners, maybe, but mainly CrossFit themselves, we should talk more about the how it started and maybe our journeys and what it was like for us to turn up into a box. Like, things were very. And maybe I think for me, I've kept some sort of representation for this, in terms of, you know, we at CrossFit, we don't have dimming lights, we don't have fancy change rooms and features as such. It back in the day, it was very much of four walls and your workout gear, and I've kind of in a way tried to keep that for the authenticity of what CrossFit is, and that's where it stemmed from. I don't want it to go missing, because I think if it goes completely missing, I think we'll lose sight of who we are and what we represent. There's so many workshops that are available on the journal for you. I say workshops. Just videos for you to watch and understand more and absorb and soak up as much about it as you can. I think I'm going off on a little bit one here, but it's fascinating. And the message that I want to get out, as I said, is the CrossFit OGs, have a look at them if you don't know who they are. We don't want CrossFit to lose their authenticity. And I think it's important for us, as I said just now, to talk about the authenticity of CrossFit and educate and try to share that with you. So if you can get yourself somewhere up to speed and share or have an insight into what it was like for us, because obviously the experience for you may be very different to the experience that we had with the ethos back then, and technology being a little bit less and not so advanced, and not necessarily competition is not the right word, because I don't think CrossFitters see it necessarily as competition, in terms of just so many different ways to skin a cat. I mean, there are obviously, rightly so, but there's just so much out in this market that some works for some people, some other things don't work. I think everything can work for everyone if it's time allocated, if it's patience. And I think that's one thing that maybe we lack as humans, just as a society, is patience, as I mentioned before. But there's so much out there, and I do believe that whatever it is that you do, whichever fitness platform that you choose to or program that you choose to follow, whatever it is, time, patience, perseverance, you'll get that end result. But I think for some of us, we get so close and we distract ourselves from actually, or we prevent ourselves from reaching that. But that wasn't the message for today. I love the authenticity of CrossFit, what it stands for. I don't want it to be lost. And the message today is those OGs. We're done for another week. I hope you have a fantastic week. Smash some workouts. Get yourself set with your nutrition, your mental state. Put everything in order. If you need your mindset is to reset at this time, if that's what it takes for you to reset and give everything a go, but just remember, be realistic with whatever it is that you choose to do. Six sessions a week isn't gonna get you where you want to be in a lifestyle of having to, you know, manage work, socialize, hold those relationships, etc. Be realistic with whatever you want to achieve. And if you ever need support, you know where we are.